It seems that creatine is all the rage as of late. Many people that are so-called pundits on social media and YouTube are talking about creatine. Creatine is something we've been talking about on this channel for the better part of 5 or 6 years. It's been something I started taking back in 2001. I think 2000 was actually the first year that I started taking it. It really became popularized in the 1990s in the fitness, bodybuilding, you know, athletic community. And so a recently published paper titled "Does One Dose of Creatine Supplement Fit All?" Highlighted a lot of aspects of creatine that I would like to share with you today, including, do we need a loading phase? So when I first started taking creatine, it was paired with dextrose. I believe the ratio was 4 to 1. So for every one part creatine, there was 4 parts dextrose. The thinking was you needed all these simple sugars to increase the absorption and utilization of creatine. If you were doing 20 or 30 grams of a creatine load phase for a week or so, the problem with that is you were getting a ton of extra sugar. And so for some people that was causing prediabetes or cramping, it was causing hydration issues. And so this idea that we need to have dextrose to optimize the absorption of creatine is not really, has fallen out of favor. So that is one thing that is talked about in this 25-page review that I will link in the description below. Really, really good stuff. But they talk about whether or not, you know, we should all be loading creatine, and who might benefit from creatine, and what are the non-exercise benefits from creatine and optimal timing of creatine. So let's really talk about that. So do you need a creatine load phase? Well, as this study or this narrative review talks about, not every study has found that people benefit from loading creatine. And the load phase might be taking 5 grams of creatine 4 to 5 times per day to hit that 20 gram threshold. I think this really might be beneficial for, say, a football player doing 2 workouts a day, someone training multiple times per day, a young athlete who doesn't eat meat in particular, because you don't really need to fully saturate your creatine stores in order to benefit from the ergogenic aids that creatine offers, such as increased strength, performance, and endurance. So that's basically what creatine helps. In so doing, helps you have better exercise sessions by providing more creatine phosphate inside your working muscles so that you can catalyze the reactions to create more cellular energy during exercise sessions. That's what creatine does. And so for people that have been formerly a vegan or have low red meat diets, they might benefit from having more creatine to load and so-called saturate the tissues. But even as this study talks about, or this narrative review, not everyone needs that much creatine. In fact, the maintenance dose is as low as 2 grams up to 5 grams per day. And it turns out that if you take creatine around exercise, you get increased muscle tissue uptake of creatine because there's a creatine transport protein that depends upon potassium, sodium, and chloride. And that transport protein helps get creatine into your working muscles, and exercised muscles help to uptake creatine better. Now, there's even more studies showing that when you pair creatine with electrolytes, it increases the cellular uptake and also helps with the performance benefit, you know, better strength, better one rep max, and better power, muscular endurance. So just small plug, that's why over at MyoScience, we are one of the first companies to pair high-dose creatine as the CreaPure material from Germany with therapeutic levels of electrolytes, including magnesium, potassium, and also taurine. So this is unique. There's over 800 reviews over at MyoScience.com. If you want a high-dose creatine in an easy-to-use stick pack along with electrolytes to optimize the absorption, again, because the creatine transport protein depends upon electrolytes to get creatine into your muscle tissue. So you can save using the code podcast over at MyoScience.com. I'll put links in the description. But essentially, when you want to take creatine is around exercise. Exercised muscles, and in the post-meal too. So if you're going to take creatine, I hear from customers, you know, we call people all the time to hear about their benefits. How are they? What are they noticing when they're trying these different products and so forth? People say, oh, well, I take my creatine with my coffee in the morning. Okay. If that's the only time you will remember to take creatine, that's probably okay. But I would strongly suggest that you put it in your water before you go to the gym or as you're working out, because as you're moving your muscles, that's when you're going to get the maximal uptake of creatine, not just putting it in your coffee, unless you're going right to the gym after you drink your coffee, right? So again, in conclusion, timing might matter because it turns out that your exercised muscle actually increases the absorption of creatine by about 30 some odd percent. So I think that's important. Now, who would benefit from creatine? Can kids take creatine? Well, this paper talks about various studies in children. So athletic children also benefit from taking creatine because, again, creatine helps in situations of high energetic demand, such as running, such as wrestling, such as playing tennis, football, baseball. Anytime you're exerting a lot of energy, this is where creatine comes in. It also helps with the brain, because when your neurons in your brain are being demanded upon to create energy, if you're learning or doing cognitively intensive tasks, such as doing a piano recital, for example, or something, maybe you're given a speech or a presentation where you're really depending upon cellular energy and neuronal energy development, that's where creatine comes in. And so in terms of individualizing the dose, I think body weight actually does matter. So this idea that everyone needs 20 grams loading phase and everyone also needs a minimum of 5 grams per day, it really depends upon your body weight. And so if you weigh 300 pounds, you know, you might need more creatine compared to someone who weighs 120 pounds. And so I think that's important to understand. So if you're an athlete and you're 240 pounds and you're solid muscle, you might need more creatine than your average 120 pound couch potato, let's just say. So you need to consider your body weight, how much muscle mass you have. And it does turn out that more muscular people actually absorb more creatine, because the muscle is what uptakes the creatine. That's where you want the creatine to go. And so the other main point that I want to drive home from this narrative review is vegans and vegetarians may notice the most benefit from taking creatine because they are not getting it from their diet. So I think that's important to acknowledge. Now, if you're a carnivore, if you eat 2 pounds of red meat per day, for example, you might notice a slight ergogenic aid if you take creatine around exercise, like during your exercise sessions or right before. But most people eating that much, you know, red meat are going to get sufficient saturation of their tissues from creatine, because I want to say the range is around 4 to 7 grams of creatine for every pound of red meat. Now, I say red meat because it turns out that red meat has the highest tissue concentration of creatine in comparison to chicken and eggs and the sort. So I think that's important to acknowledge. You know, again, if you're a vegan or vegetarian, you might want to, you might notice the benefits more from creatine. And so if you're expecting miracles from creatine and you've been carnivore for a while, I would just manage your own expectations. You know, you're getting plenty of creatine in your diet. That's not to say that you couldn't benefit from taking creatine around exercise, but if you have creatine in your coffee and you don't go to the gym until 5 p.m. and you drink your coffee in the morning, you might not notice much. So those are the most of what I wanted to share from this particular narrative review. Also, the brain-based benefits, I think in post-concussive issues for people that might experience some memory loss, there are some benefit to show that creatine might help with verbal acuity and cognitive performance in the prefrontal cortex and things like that. So there are non-muscular benefits to creatine, possibly mood changes. But I think, you know, most of the research shows that creatine specifically helps with high intensity exercise, weightlifting, as well as explosive type movements, sprinting, doing any high intensity interval training and things like that. So in conclusion, you don't need to have dextrose to optimize absorption of creatine. If you've been a vegan or vegetarian, you might want to do a loading phase of 20 grams of creatine per day for a week and then back down to a maintenance phase of 2 to 5 grams per day. If you have been an omnivore for an extended period of time, you may not need to do a loading phase and you can just start out with a maintenance phase. But again, try to have your creatine around exercise, because it turns out that those exercise muscles increase the cellular absorption of creatine, as well as have electrolytes with creatine, because as you now know, the creatine transport protein depends upon sodium, potassium, and chloride. So it's important to have electrolytes with creatine to help optimize the absorption and cellular uptake of creatine. So that's it for today's show, my friends. Hopefully you got some value. I'll post this review paper in the link in the description below. I would love to know what you think of the show by leaving a comment in the comment section and hitting that like button, and we'll catch you on a future one down the road. Yeah.